after their journey, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why chide ye with me? Wherefore did ye tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?"
Lord have mercy.
And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let's bow in word and prayer. Our most kind and gracious Lord, tonight, Lord, as we go into your word, as we look at the wilderness journeys, Lord, we ask you to open our hearts and minds.
Help us to discern.
Help us to look at what they went through so many years ago.
Lord, yes.
And that, Lord, you were with them every step of the way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in the wilderness, too many times we just want to murmur. That's true. We just want to murmur. Or make mountains out of the molehill.
Yes.
Or let something or someone keep us from growing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You say,
amen.
We're in the wilderness. What we ought to be doing is maturing in Christ,
amen.
Not complaining and whining.
Say it.
But people,
all right now,
especially Baptists, amen. They want to murmur, they want to whine, they want to complain, they want a reason to get out of church, and they find it.
That's right.
That's exactly what they do. But nonetheless, We want to murmur. Just to add on here, how much water do you think come out of that rock?
Oh, man.
When Moses tapped that rock, do you think it was just a little drool out there?
No,
I think it's more like a river.
Yeah.
I mean, to water 3.5 million or so people?
Yeah.
Not to mention all the cows.
That's it.
All the sheep.
Yep.
All the goats. We don't worry about pigs. Isn't that pigs?
Camels.
Probably a few dogs. There's a lot of water coming out of that rock. It ain't nothing to do with message, not. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
But they want to murmur. Whenever times get hard in our life, we want to murmur.
Lord help.
Lord help. We want to whine about it. We want to make a mountain out of something that really is just a little moment.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It's not that big an issue. But, by gosh, we are going to, we want it to be known that we got issues.
Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Like we're something special.
Yeah. Lord, help.
I got news for you about you.
Come on now.
It's about Jesus.
Tell it, preacher.
But we mess up everything Jesus does. We want to make something out of someone, something they said.
Come on, preacher.
And then we want to back up and say, wait a minute. I'm just saying, I'm not going to serve the Lord down there. They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't go there. They're hypocrites. But they'll go to Walmart the same people shop Walmart.
Come on, preacher.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, today, God still our character and our Christian walk.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But this is the way he does it. Mm-hmm. He does it by allowing us to face challenges. And here's the hard part. In areas we need to grow and develop.
All right, then.
Tell it.
That's what he'll do for us. What he does, you see, he wants us to mature in him. So we need to develop our character. We need to face challenges in areas that we need to grow and develop. Because, listen, if we've already got to where we need to be on this level, why test that level?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ain't got that big issue with it. But you let somebody get in my face, and let me tell you what'll happen. I still need to get developed in that area.
I'll
just be up front with you. I don't like people getting in my face. Don't get in my face. Don't push my buttons.
Amen.
We're working on that because years ago somebody pushed my buttons. I just ended. I just ended my issue.
Yeah.
So he is working on it.
Yeah.
One of y'all tonight, you're gonna push the button. It'll happen.
Yeah.
You see, he tailors tests. He literally, you know what a tailor is? They make a suit fit you. Just, I'd like to have one of them. Somebody hand make you a suit. Not that I'd wear it, but at least a jacket. That just fits. It fits like a glove. You know it. They have them.
Yes, sir.
I think they call them Armani, but they're about $5,000.
Woo!
So they probably went up now. But he tailors tests for each one of you and me. Not even me. That relate to our responsibility not only in life, but in the body of Christ. Now, Why are we supposed to come to church? You go to Hebrews 10:23-25. We've never read that one.
Okay.
See, Paul's perspective on his own wilderness school really needs to be an encouragement for us. And should be an encouragement for us all, for all of us. You see, he saw his trials as an opportunity to grow spiritually.
Yeah.
Not to whine about, not to complain about, but he saw trials in his life and tests and all of these things as an effective way to grow in the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
When are you... Now, I know, we all pray, right? Everybody prays.
Yeah.
You know, I pray here. I pray in the mornings. Sometimes I pray during the day. Sometimes I pray at certain times of the night. I may stop and pray, and I might get a little more serious as we're praying. Just sometimes, I mean, I have a tendency to kind of pray all day long.
Amen.
Come on,
but when it all hits the fan, it's I'm praying now. Now I'm getting serious because things are not happening like I thought they should. I get real serious. I've got a test or I've got a trial that has come along. Now I'm getting really serious. Why do you think he sends us tests and trials?
Yeah.
He sends us tests and trials so that we'll get serious with him.
That's right.
Well, when we leave the doctor's office and the doctor said, well, you got whatever it may be, you start praying. It's like, whoa, wait a second. You start getting real serious about what's going on. And what we need to do is learn from these things.
Yes.
Grow in Christ from these things.
Man.
Instead of saying, well, what did you do that for?
Lord help.
You ever done that?
Yeah, hate to admit it.
You ever looked up at God and said, what was the purpose behind that one? I'll be up front with you.
Yeah.
I got mad at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This lady played piano and we practiced a song at a church I was going to on Wednesday, and good grief, she went on to heaven Thursday.
Oh, man.
I got torqued off. wasn't because I wasn't really wanting to sing. I just liked the woman. She was the pianist in church, and I was a song leader, and me and her were getting along really good, and we practiced this song, and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good. And boom, she had danced, and I'm like, what? From that point on, by the way, we took off the guitar, and we didn't have nobody play piano.
Yeah.
You see, Paul, in his own wilderness school, which really should be an encouragement for us when we read it, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He saw all these trials as an opportunity to grow spiritually. And to be able, by him growing spiritually, it helped him to be able to minister more effectively to others who are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the whole key. Yes. A lot of times things happen to me, a lot of times things happen to you, so that we know how to minister to others that end up in the same position.
Amen. Amen.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I got to read this first. It's there where you had 2 Corinthians. If you ain't found it, you need to find it. And we'll be there for a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I can quote this to you because I've read it so many times. But I'm not, because I'll mess it all up. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work.
Amen.
Right here, how in the world are you going to provoke me to love and good work?
That's right.
If you ain't here.
And by the way, if you ain't here, I wonder what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, well, you must be sick. Well, there must be something going on. I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when folk don't come that always come.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, I make them mad. They'll get over it. Because I didn't do it. God did it.
Yeah.
But that's what we're to do. The Bible tells us our job as a Christian is to minister to others. He says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
Love and good works.
Not forsaking assembling themselves together as manner some in, but exhorting one another so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
Yes.
Now, I ain't talking about if you go on vacation. I'm not talking about if you just about dead. You just can't get up and make it. People can talk. And the older you get, it does. It affects.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You get to where it's like, do I really got to get out of bed?
just stay there.
Bed feels pretty good, but then the longer I lay there, the worse it gets. And I'm like, I should have got up 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
I felt better, we listened to it. 2 Corinthians, chapter 2. Oh, wow. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble,
mm-hmm.
by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
Yes.
For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded in Christ. What's consolation?
Consoling.
Comfort. I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of figured consolation, consoling.
Yeah.
It comes with a lot of steps. Comfort. Consoling people.
Mm-hmm.
Encouragement. Strengthening.
Yeah.
Calling near. You got to put it in context when you use that. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our comfort also abounds in Christ. Our encouragement also abounds in Christ. Our strength abounds in Christ.
Amen.
Christ called us near. Amen. That's what he did.
Yes.
Verse 6, and whether we be afflicted, It is for your consolation and salvation.
Amen.
It is for your encouragement, your strength,
yeah,
and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted. It is for your comfort.
Mm-hmm.
It is for your encouragement, your strength, and salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. So
yes.
Shall ye be also of your encouragement, your strength, your comfort, your consoling. All of that falls under that one little word.
Mm-hmm.
Paul went through a whole lot more stuff than anybody I've ever met.
Yes.
Now, I know there's some Christians out there that have been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite everything Paul
has
went through.
Yeah.
That's right.
We really, 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 we really need to view our weakness. Figure out what your weakness is. It'll take long. You know what it is.
Amen.
And get our opportunities to grow and mature in Christ.
Yes.
It's not hard for you to figure out what your weakness is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I may know what your weakness is.
Mm-hmm.
I may not. I may not know all of them. I know what my weaknesses are.
Yeah.
Sometimes the Lord reveals a few more weaknesses that I thought I had conquered, but I just thought. No, we're good at thinking.
Lord, yes.
We're good at thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And even more we think about it, I got this. Only to find out you fall flat on your face and you wonder what happened.
What happened?
Preach.
What happened?
Uh-huh.
Tell it.
Listen. In other words, we need to view our weaknesses, use them as an opportunity to grow and mature in Christ, and holding it against them, or whatever it may be, and dropping out of church.
Lord,
that's what most folks want to do.
Yeah.
Listen, usually when people drop out of church, they were looking for a reason anyhow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it. They were looking for, they done got fed up. Well, we've been coming to church. We've been hearing this preacher preach. We got to figure out how to get out of this. Now, they may not have the voice now. But in their mind, that's what they're doing. They're saying, I got to figure out how to get out of this. Boom. Somebody, listen, if you want to get out of church and you need a reason, ask the devil. He'll give you one.
He'll give you one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Really, you don't even have to ask him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He'll
give you one
anyway.
And that's the first thing they want to do. Whack! I ain't going down there. You see, what are some areas of weakness in your own life? Now, don't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. What are some of our weaknesses in our own life that God may want to strengthen?
Mm-hmm.
Preach.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And it's usually through some wilderness experience.
Yeah.
In order to help you grow spiritually.
Amen. Amen.
That's what you do. Temper.
Yeah.
That's a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
Mine ain't near as bad as it used to be, but I ain't nowhere near confident yet.
Mm-hmm.
My wife needs help too. No. She actually does pretty good in that area.
You're great.
Just don't push it too far. Here's one. Not having compassion.
Amen.
Oh.
Well, that worthless dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Not having compassion. We'll look at it. Listen, have compassion.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll be upfront with you. I had the hardest time with these people standing on the corner. Give me a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, why don't you get a dad-lame job?
Yeah.
There's a lot of folk hiring.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, I realize, hey, I need to have compassion on them because they got some issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, their weakness may be, I don't want to work. I can get out here and bump it off of you. Well, that's a weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you want to bump it for me? I barely get by as it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is a weakness.
Yeah.
The love we should have for brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
I got to love Brother Larry as up as he is.
Oh, Lord.
Bless his heart. Hey, listen, give him a round. How many? many years have you been married?
51.
How many?
51.
Yeah, that lady a medal.
But you see, that's been a week. Lord's been helping you all this time.
Yep.
She's been in the wilderness 51 years.
He said, don't forget Sandy.
That's right.
You don't think the Lord will use your spouse to help your weakness?
Oh, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He uses her a lot more than she realizes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
She walked away where a lot of people wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And it helped me to let other people walk away.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's how it works.
Is it yep. Oh, children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll use it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff come out there.
We've got 1, 2, 3. This Jessica goes 4, 5, 6. Where's the little rugrats at?
They
don't feel good.
Oh. We got how many to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because we have him here. During the week, Oscar knows who he is. His name's Dash.
Brother Dash.
You know I threatened him with a flagpole?
Oh, Lord.
He believes me. I ain't going to let off of him. We got to love each one of them.
Amen. Amen.
It doesn't matter what we think of them.
Come on, come on.
We've got to love each one of them and show them love.
Yes, tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
That's the truth.
Yes, sir.
You can't bite one's head off and love on the other one. There's a problem with that.
Amen, preacher.
We're going to get to that. Children have problems, you know.
Yeah, they do.
You know what? You want me to tell you what the problem is? I'm gearing it all for you right now. It's called parents. That 90% of children's problems are their parents.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to say what I'm about to. And grandparents. I am a grandparent.
Oh.
That's 99% of their problem.
Preach it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're born knowing how to lie. They're good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have to, that's not an acquired, that's not a trait that they have to learn, it's just there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you can pick them up and they're fine. They learn most of their problems, parents and grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Come on, preach it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Chapter 17, Exodus. Not a lot of
faith. It'll come back to you.
Yeah, this may take a while. I got to count. 1, 2, 3. 17, chapter 17, which goes before 20. Verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said unto Joshua, oh, by the way, that's right after a big blessing.
Yep.
Count on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a big blessing, count on it. Amalek's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
He going to show up because he don't want you joyous. Oh, he don't want you happy. When you get things right with God and you say, okay, and God blesses you, count on it, Amalek's going to show up.
Sure.
Amalek shows up in verse 9, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up on top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, and Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and
Lord Jesus.
The one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
Yes.
So, get the picture. He sent them out to fight. Joshua chooses his army. He goes out to fight. He gets a big old rod. He's standing there and he holds it up. Well, after a bit, it's getting heavy.
Yeah.
And he's tired of standing. How many of you like to stand? One back here. She's sitting up. He's standing. They put him a rock back there, so he sits down. Laying down on the rock. He's doing good. Mm-hmm. That was a relief. But his arms are getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's starting to come down. Joshua's probably looking up there like, hey, we didn't win. Moses is like, okay. And then everything turns and then, hey. Well, guess what happens? Aaron and Hur said, oh, let's head.
We got to head.
They go over here and grab his arm.
Yeah.
They might
yeah.
have traded out.
Uh-huh.
Hold him.
Yeah.
And then somebody else hold it, and he hold it, and he hold it.
Amen.
And they won, and the enemy was defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Helped each other out.
That's it. Worked like a team.
See, yeah. Aaron and Hur reached out and helped Moses. They didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they did.
They did. Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to do. Hebrews, go back to Hebrews 10:23 again, 24.
Mm-hmm.
We're to come here to provoke to love and to good works.
Amen. Amen.
But not only that, we're to come here, and if we see somebody not feeling good, you don't even have to say anything. Pray for them. You see, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted, you spiritual one.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say that. Bear ye one another's burdens.
Yes.
I'm supposed to bear your burden. So if you come to me and lay your burden in my lap, I ain't supposed to say, well, okay. No, I'm supposed to say, well, brother, sit down and pray about it.
Yeah.
Maybe even lend a helping hand in whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But if we ain't got to be the normal Baptist. You know how normal Baptists are. I've said this before, they kick them when they're down. You know, I've been wanting to do this a while. No, you might have an issue with that person, but reach and help them out.
Amen. Amen.
Aaron may have had a problem with Moses. I don't know.
Yes.
And his brother. What brothers get along perfectly?
None at all.
Her might have had a problem with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll stand here with Aaron. He didn't have a bath yesterday, but I'll stand here with him. No, we're supposed to reach out and help, period.
Amen.
Especially a brethren in Christ.
Yes.
If a man think of himself being something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Be careful how you think of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get back, we've arrived at that.
Yes. Lord help.
I'm going to be up front with you. I ain't talking about like none of you arrived.
None of them.
Preach
none of them.
You're spiritual as you think you are.
Yes.
Amen.
But every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. We've all got our own burdens to bear.
Amen.
Every one of us. You show me a person without a burden, I'll show you the person that's in the graveyard that was saved and was with Jesus now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're alive walking on the face of this earth, you got a burden.
Got one.
Yeah.
May not be as big as my burden, but you got one.
That's right.
May
that's
not
right.
be as big as Elmo's burden, but you got one.
Got one.
Dave might have some big burdens, but they ain't nothing compared to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, they're a burden.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm mentioning to do something here. Go to Book of Titus.
Amen.
If you're over in the T's, you'll find 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. Chapter 2. You see, when we get through the, when we're in the wilderness, we need to reach out to mature in Christ in whatever's going on in our life.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. We, you see, the children of Israel were nagging and whining, oh, Moses, you brought us out here, we're going to kill you. You know what they had in mind going back to Egypt?
Yeah. Praise
him. We need to get rid of you. You're a problem. Moses goes and says, God, your people's about ready to stone me to death.
Lord have mercy.
And honestly, Moses fed up with
it. Yeah, yeah.
They were all bent out of shape. They come out of it and things were looking good. They go down and they win a war. Oh, now they all fucked up. They're feeling good. He had Aaron and them reached out. Aaron and her reached out and helped. See, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
We're supposed to be carrying one another's burdens. We're supposed to, if we notice someone overtaken in a fault, we ought to be ye which are spiritual.
Yeah.
Ye which have been murmuring, but the Lord says, hey, enough of that mess.
Enough of
but you're in the wilderness. You're supposed to have overcome that weakness. Will we fall back into it? Probably. It's real easy to fall back into it.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we're in the process of maturing. We're supposed to help. Titus chapter 2.
Come on.
Oh, it says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. In other words,
yes.
Come on, praise.
That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I got a lot to cover here. I'm supposed to be sober.
Yeah.
Oh man, no more than covers. Really, that's a sound mind as well.
Okay.
Keep your mind going in the proper direction. Not out there, that right here. It's the Word of God. I'm supposed to keep my judgments right. Go through the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I tell you, I judge some of them. By the way, if anybody ever tells you that we ain't supposed to judge people, they don't know what they're talking about, and it ain't in the Bible.
Yeah.
It is not in the Bible that I ain't to judge you. How do I discriminate against people and say I'll turn my back on that individual because they're a false teacher? I'm judging what they're doing, am I not?
Right.
Now, I ain't supposed to judge somebody in the wrong way.
Amen. Amen.
But I get so tired of it. You ever heard that people say, don't judge me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a t-shirt.
Yeah. And I've always said, well, I'm not. I'm just as faith and truth. And ain't or what fruit there is and rotten. We're supposed to do that. We are allowed to do that. Now, we got to do it in a godly manner.
Amen.
You can't
Amen.
Do it in a fleshly manner. You got to do it in a godly
That's
manner.
It. That's
the
it.
Bible never tells us 100%, no, don't do that.
That's
because
right.
We are to keep our children. How are you going to keep your children out of trouble if you ain't judging things?
That's right.
Or judging That's right. People? My dad used to say, son, you don't hang out with that dude. He's a problem. He was judging him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was correctly judging. I got back word of that. That the aged men, these, now I don't know where that age starts, which is saying probably about Larry's age, almost. Pray, temperate, sound in the faith, be sound in the faith, study the Word of God in charity. Oh, that's love.
Yes.
Agape. In patience. That the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Not false accusers.
All right,
not
now.
Given to much wine. In other words, don't be getting drunk.
Not
given to much wine. Teachers of good things.
Amen.
Grandparents, teachers of good things. Parents, teachers of good things.
Yes.
Women of the church, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah. Their hind end when they're misbehaving.
Yes.
Preacher.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
My kids cried. They better have blood coming out, asked my wife. Mm-hmm. If they didn't, they got a reason to cry. I tore their hind end up. Mm-hmm. I said, now you can cry because you have a reason. Mm-hmm. Don't cry because I said no. Don't cry because I took something away from you. Don't cry just to cry. Cry because you're hurt. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't hurting, I'll hurt you. So you will cry, mm-hmm. and now you got a reason. Tear their butt up on a consistent basis. That is what parents and grandparents Amen. Need to do. And if you don't, you are doing your children a horrible thing.
Yes.
Preach it.
Yes.
Preach it.
Lord, yes.
If you don't tear a child's butt up, and my grandkids, you know, if any of my grandkids, does Pop ever whip you? Pop's on their hind end up.
Yes.
Because when I say jump, they better jump.
That's right.
I didn't take any slack from animals, and I sure ain't going to for kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They need spankings. And you are doing them, what's the word I want?
Injustice.
An injustice mm-hmm. by not whipping that child. Because one of these days, when they're up there at Indian Springs, you're going to feel bad for them, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or one of these days, when they're pregnant, and they're out of wedlock, and you wonder, oh, what happened? Mm-hmm. You didn't tear them out of.
Say it, say it.
Oh, right there.
Amen, amen.
I got a good reason.
Yes.
Back to Timothy. We're on the women. Number five. To be discreet.
Preach it.
Yes.
Oh.
Give me a definition of discreet, Sandra Smith.
Oh. Be careful how you say something. Mm-hmm. Don't say too much.
Yeah.
Less is better.
Yeah.
You can hear that. Be careful how you say something.
Uh-huh. Be careful how you run that mouth.
Be careful how you run your mouth. Adults, be careful how you run your mouth.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
We should.
Yeah.
It's all getting recorded. Yeah. And the sad part is it gets recorded by the one you're talking about because by half time they hear.
Preach it.
And you didn't even know it.
You didn't even know it.
And if they didn't hear it, they get second hand, which makes it even worse.
It's worse, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Chaste. Keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. If they're not married, don't worry about it. That the word of God be not blasphemed.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
Where is it in here that talks about how you ought to dress?
What?
We ought to dress modest.
Preach it.
Mm-hmm.
Preach it.
We ought to. We ought to dress modest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to nag too much when I see. I got to be careful. I'm not going to nag too much when women wear pants, okay? Mm-hmm. I think it's okay for women to wear pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I think there are some pants women ought not to be wearing. Some of them, if it's bent over in the grocery store, you ain't got to wonder what you're looking at. I even seen a woman in it. This woman was in her 70s, pushing 80, if not 80. These little tights on.
Oh, Lord.
She bent over, and bless her heart, I know why. I mean, she's in her 80s. She's wearing a diaper.
Oh,
I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Cover up.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ought to. We ought to be decent about it.
Yeah.
Preach it.
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Your pants, well, I don't have that problem here, I don't think. Your pants ride right here, not down here.
Come on, preach.
Yeah.
And don't get them so that blind tight that you look like you were poured in them. I'm not interested in your physique, even though you think it's pretty hot. I'm not. And neither is anybody else, and they should be.
Amen.
You know me. I just tell you.
That's like it is.
You know, sometimes I ain't just perfect about how I tell you.
Amen.
Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Mm-hmm. We ain't talking about drinking. To be sober-minded, think normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get off the wall with your thinking and junk and ridiculous. All things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing
Man.
Uncorruptness these sound speech that cannot be condemned, woo! That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
People outside the church ought not to have anything evil to say to any of you.
Amen.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
You should never give them that reason.
Yes. Amen.
You really should.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Not purloining. Oh, wait a minute. I left out.
Nine.
Who in here is a servant? Oh, we're all servants.
Amen. Amen.
Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters. And to please them well in all things, not answering again. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God and Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us and denying ungodliness and worldly lust,
Lord,
we should live soberly, righteously, godly in the present world. Don't look like them.
Yeah.
Preach it. Right.
Yeah.
Fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Fingernails irritate me more than anything that I can think of. I went in the store the other day and I watched this woman. She was doing her best to operate the cash register.
Oh.
But she had fingernails that long.
Woo!
Dang, the one reason you're doing that, and I don't want to go into it tonight.
Because
that ain't my department. If you got little fingernails out there, that's cool. Keep them clean. Keep them nice. You got a nasty fingernail to get.
Yeah, you get that. Quick. Yeah.
Oh boy.
They nasty.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, listen, I would eat the food that she walked by.
Oh, Lord.
They stop living under there. Alright, where am I at?
Okay.
Teaching us to deny ungodly work. Verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. You parents, you grandparents, I see, I'm just going to step on out on the limb. And I would use my grandkids. I've seen my grandkids wearing some clothes. I'm like, they ought not to be wearing those kind of clothes.
Come on, mm-hmm. preach it. Right.
They shouldn't be. Mom and dad should not be letting them wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
There comes an age that you need to, little girls need to be careful.
They do. God, yeah.
Put on these little short dresses.
Yeah.
They put on these little tights.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. There are perverts out there that love your children to wear those kind of clothes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Lord,
now, they're not right, they're perverts.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you helping them out?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
When we allow our children to be that way, we are opening the door.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about the woman. If it was my wife and I found who they found and arrested, I'd already be in jail because I'd have killed him.
Mm.
I'm not sure the woman's dead. I'm pretty sure she is. She got kidnapped the other day, jogging.
Oh.
But they showed her in jogging what she was wearing. She opened the door.
I saw that.
That's right.
Mm.
She did.
We live in a world. Don't open the door for the problem.
Don't open the door.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Don't open the door for a problem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I better get out of that. Chapter 3:1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities, powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Relax. We got all night.
Come on, preach.
To speak evil of no man. To be no brawlers, be gentle, showing all meekness, that's humbleness, unto all men.
We
ourselves also were sometimes foolish.
Yeah.
We ourselves, amen.
You've been foolish?
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
I've done some foolish things. I've said some foolish things.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Why do we want to continue to be that way?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be.
No.
Foolishness. Where was that at? Somebody help me.
Disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3, disobedience.
All right. For we ourselves are sometimes foolish. Disobedient. Oh. You ever been disobedient?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Deceived. I've been deceived. I have. Serving divers lust and pleasures, yeah.
Come on.
I have. Mm-hmm. Living in malice and envy. Mm-hmm. Hateful and hating one another.
Lord Jesus.
Everything's just hateful.
Yes.
That's sad, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been hateful to people. So before I find somebody I didn't like, I on purpose would get in their face to aggravate them. You ask her. Like, come on, say something, please. I would have hit something today, my wife made me mad, I'd take it out on you.
Lord have mercy.
I got out of my big rig, walked back to the car that was blowing the horn because I couldn't turn. I hit the brakes, I got out, I walked back in, I propped up in this car, and I said, blank, what is your problem? And he done rolled the window up a little crack about like that. I said, you little. I said, why don't you step out and blow your horn? I said, if you'd have kept your mouth shut, I'd already been turned.
Mm-hmm.
I walked up there, got in the truck, and I had plenty of time to turn. I waited for the car. I saw it coming around the curve way down there. I just waited. I'm like, blow your horn again. Oh, I'll go back there and retire until I get in that car. He said, we've been disobedient. We've been hateful. Yeah. I didn't have to. I could have just kept my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. Listen, more folks don't want us being that way. Mm-hmm. But after that, the kindness of and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Lord knows that's true, but according to His mercy,
Lord knows.
He saved us. According to the Lord's mercy, I'm saved. According to the Lord's mercy, I can preach the Word of God. According to the Lord's mercy, I even still walk the face of earth. But according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We just got a few more verses. Aren't you glad tonight is the show? Which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is the faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly. That's why I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I go over a lot of this stuff over and over and over.
Amen.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Amen. Amen.
Constantly.
Yes,
sir. You know why? Because we tend to forget. We'll leave here tonight. We've got to have most of what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, there's some changes about to come to school.
Mm-hmm.
The little school we do.
Yes, sir.
Because I ain't liking the way some of them I see act, and I ain't liking the way some of them dress.
Preach it.
And we got these dress rules, but guess what? Do we go by them?
Mm-hmm.
No. We're about to.
Amen.
I like being that way. No, I want to do that because, listen, we're not a public school, and we don't want to act and dress like the public
Come
school.
On, preach.
Amen.
Preach
it. Amen.
They got problems.
Yes.
I don't care what voice I was, what page I was on. But
mm-hmm.
Verse 9. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies.
Continue.
Adam have a belly button. Who cares? Is it going to change anything?
No.
It's not. But we need to avoid junk like that.
Mm-hmm.
Contentions and strivings about the law. For they are unprofitable and vain. In other words, they're unprofitable and they're empty.
Mm-hmm.
Strivings. Why do we want to strive with each other in the church? Why? What's the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to get you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at it. I've said this before. So-and-so made me mad. Well, ask yourself in 100 years, are you going to care?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ain't going to care in 100 years, you ought not to care now.
Amen.
They upset you, they made you mad, they might have lied to you, they might have said something under their breath when they walked by with you. Roll it off. Because it ain't worth it.
Man, amen.
I just talked to a person the other day, and I won't mention the name. They're not here, but I won't mention the name because they let me know him. First thing to come out of his mouth, well, so-and-so had done that, I'd have sued him. You know, I've never really thought about suing anybody. Mm. I don't see the point.
Mm.
My mother-in-law walked in a bathroom in Laurel, Mississippi at a store, 30 years ago. It'd been raining bad. The ceiling leaked. The drywall was soaked. She slammed the door because one of them doors that won't shut real good.
Mm-hmm.
The whole ceiling fell down on top of her, knocked her down.
Oh, Lord.
She never said nothing. She just kind of cleaned up. She does what she went to the bathroom for, got back in the car. She didn't holler, I'm on sale! And she probably could have been rich. But she just ain't that kind of woman.
Yeah.
She was a virtuous woman. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law, I'm going to hand it to her.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law is a good woman.
Amen.
Amen.
She
raised a good daughter.
Amen.
Preach
it.
Sister Sam.
Avoid foolish questions, genealogies, contentions, strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and empty. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject.
Preach it.
Reject.
Which we've done, and I'm afraid of what to do again.
Amen.
Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sins, being condemned of himself.
Yes.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
When I shall send Artemis unto thee and
Tychicus,
be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I had determined there to winter.
Mm-hmm.
He says at the end of this, all that are with me salute thee, greet them that love us in faith, grace with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Here's closing. Oh, you thought I'd done it.
Preach.
I don't care if we're here till 9 o'clock.
Preach it.
Preach it.
In closing.
Yes,
sir. This is in closing. It's only 1, 2, 3, 4 verses. Now, we went over Titus. We talked about that. Grandparents, parents, men and women of the church, be the examples for these young people.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
They need good examples because the internet and the TV and the world that they deal with at Walmart and at Smith's don't give them good examples.
Oh, amen. That's right.
They see women dressed that ought not be.
Amen.
I don't care how old you are, you ought not to dress like these women do, but they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people wonder why the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair.
Come on.
It wasn't a bunch of angels. By the way, let me throw that in there. Me and Brother Jeff was talking to Jeff Walker the other night. He said, what do you think? The angels come down and done something? I said, no. He said, well, I don't either, but why? He said, you got anything to prove? I said, well, I said, if the angels could take on a human body and have sex with a woman, and now all of a sudden they have this superhuman child, I said, can't the demons do the same thing? And this child is not going to go to heaven if it dies before the age of accountability because it's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I didn't think about that. I said, well, I didn't either until just now. I said, the Lord just laid it on my heart. I really have never thought of it. I always said the godly line is Seth and the ungodly line is Cain. And listen, the women covered up. You can leave church tonight, go down to Fremont. I went the other night.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just, angels come down and have sex for human beings? No. Because if they could do that and there were these super human beings, then the blood of Christ is not going to cover a child that his mom had sex with a half demon and half man, because the little baby's going to be a demon right off the bat. Just saying, you think of that yourself. In closing, Matthew 5:3, ye are the salt of the earth.
We are
the salt of the earth. I said something to somebody in Kentucky one day. I said, the only difference in Kentucky and Nevada is that Nevada is open with all of their stuff. Kentucky keeps it hidden.
It's sneaking. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen.
He said, brother, I'd like to think there's more salt around here than that. That's what he was talking about. We're the salt of the earth. Listen, if the salt loses its savor, wherewith it shall be salted, it's no more good for anything except to be trampled on. If my grandchildren and your grandchildren and your children and my children run around the world looking like the world, acting like the world, sounding like the world, well, guess what? They ain't much salt, is it?
Ain't much salt. Ain't much salt.
Oh, ye are the light of the world. Our light's supposed to shine.
Amen.
What kind of light you got shining? A red one or a bright white? Some of you know what red light means.
Amen.
Ye are the light of the world. He said, the city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
Yes.
Praise.
Yes.
Come on.
But I'm standing there, and my pants are down here, and I got cute striped underwear on. And I'm standing like this, not because of bow-legged, but...
Hold the pants.
Because I'm trying to hold the pants up.
Yeah.
And I got one hand down them, and I ain't sure what it's doing. And I'm standing here talking to you about the Lord. Is that giving glory to the Lord? No. If I'm a female, and I got more makeup on than the paint on this wall, and my dress is up to here, and I got on these, I call them horseshoes, but you call them whatever you want, just spikes about like that. They're good weapons.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell somebody about the Lord. They ain't interested in the Lord. They interested in whatever else I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If I'm so revealing as a female or a male, they can't keep their mind off of what in the world I look like. Am I glorifying God? No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Parents got a hard job, grandparents got a hard job. Because grandparents can't always correct the children.
Yeah.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You see, God needs to look at wagon wheel.
Amen.
People need to see wagon wheel and say, their light is shining.
Amen.
They're nagging at each other.
Yes.
They don't have issues with each other. Their children and their women are decent looking. Their men are decent looking. None of them are trying to impress the world. Listen. Kaylani's cute little girl. What, 12 now? You're old. She's cute. Jessica's cute. Amy's cute. Gracie and Stella. Stella's got a look to her that you just smile.
Amen.
She comes in just bouncing all over. But don't tell her. We are killing our children. We are ruining our children. Oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so beautiful. You can be the beauty queen. That's wrong.
Yes.
I know we're doing it with the right heart. I've done it to my children.
Yeah.
But I tried not to because my wife said, don't do that. You'll
mess them up.
Yeah.
But whether we realize it or not, we're making their life miserable.
Amen.
Yeah.
My child is such a brain.
Yeah.
She ain't no bad bird, or he ain't no bad bird smarter than that chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we teach them.
Yeah. Preach.
Yes.
Preach. Oh, they're genius. Yeah, I've known some geniuses. They in jail.
In jail. In jail. Because
they thought they could outdo. I got a nephew. I won't go into the whole detail. He was so bright.
Mm.
He was an Einstein all his life, more than mama.
Yeah,
and I looked at him and I said, no, he ain't. He's a two-bit con.
He's a con. Mm-hmm.
He done some stuff. He ended up in jail. Now he's running. They don't know where he's at. I don't want to know where he's at. If he showed up tonight, I'll call the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of what he done.
Mm.
He was just so brilliant.
Mm.
But he was so brilliant that couldn't nobody tell him nothing.
Mm.
That's right.
But that's all he heard all his life.
Yeah.
You're so
you're
smart.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You're so brilliant. Oh, and you're so good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks he's some kind of Elvis Presley or something, which I never was impressed with him, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a kid. Let him be a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let our children and grandchildren be a kid.
Amen.
I think
my
best not to laugh at them, and it's hard.
It is.
Yeah.
You got to, and they're laughing. Riley, I'd show you the video. She's walking through the house. She got a stocking over her head. This was a couple of years ago. Cast on one leg. Eating something. Jimmy's videoing her. She turns up. She looks at him. What are you looking at?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I did it. He said nothing. Go outside. Well, she humbled over here. Hey, what's up? Cameron just looks at her like this. She goes out the door. I don't know what kind of crap. And then the video went off. And I'm like,
Lord.
But you can't laugh at it because of what's going to happen in the future if you do.
That's right.
Worse. Yeah.
That's right.
Good point.
Right.
Bless your heart, Friday. Brother Jeff's up here. They're leading, he's leading the song, and Stella. She don't mean no harm. She just being Stella. She's up here and dancing around. And they, what do they start doing? The kids start laughing. Saying, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. Yeah, don't
laugh. I'm sitting right over there going, We've got to be careful with it.
Got to be careful.
True.
Because it's going down the same. It'll send them down the wrong road for being careful.
It will.
It really will.
Yeah.
I've seen it firsthand.
Absolutely.
And it's tough, but we have to be careful.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We've got to make sure we're setting the right example.
Amen.
I'll go back to the beginning. In the wilderness, and we'll all go there, we've all been there, and trust me, we're not done.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But while we're there, we need to do our best to mature in Christ.
Amen.
Take
Amen.
All of these opportunities,
mm-hmm.
the tests and the trials that come our way for our weaknesses, and you know what they are.
Yes, yes.
Take them and seek the guidance of the Lord to help you overcome
Amen.
What the problem is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because that's what, I'm going to be honest with you, that's what it's all about being a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're here to learn and to be more like Christ,
yeah.
less like the world, so that when we get to heaven, when we get up there somewhere in the air in the judgment seat of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we ain't got to go through so much.
Yes.
I don't know what all is going to happen up there. I do know they talk about wood, hay, and stubble all going to burn up.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
Only what you've gathered up with the Lord Jesus is all that's going to last.
Amen.
I don't know how all that's going to work out. I had a guy tell me one time. He said, well, I don't know. Maybe it's a big furnace, and it's a spiritual furnace. And we're going to go through a spiritual furnace and get rid of all that stuff. He said, that ain't going to be no fun, is it? I said, brother, I hope you're wrong. He said, that's just my theology.
Mm-hmm.
He said, take it or leave it. Well, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to go through the fire. What fire? I have no idea what that's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we can shed here, the better off it will be when we get there.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.
Yes.
We're going to have an invitation.